So we're going to talk about that a little more today. But remember, this is our theme scripture, Genesis 1 and 26. And the Lord said, let us make man in our image, not gender specific, because in 27 it says male and female created he them, right? But he's talking about mankind, right? Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish, over the fowl, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing, right? Next scripture. And it says, so he created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. So God wants us to live and be in his image. So many of us have been reduced to some other image that's not like God. And the reason we don't have no money is because we're not living like God. God doesn't have money problems. He never has. When Jesus was on earth, he didn't have money problems. All of God's servants in the Bible, they never had money problems. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about his servant. The first one after Adam that he used was who? Come on, Bible scholars. Who? Noah. Noah in the sixth chapter. Did Noah have a resource problem to build the first ark ever? Better than the Titanic. It was definitely unsinkable. Somebody say amen. Amen. He had all the resources he needed. Maybe he didn't have no food. That's why if he didn't have no food, he didn't have no energy. Somebody say amen. So God made sure he had a full supply. Yes? Yeah, everybody got used. Abraham was very what? Very rich. According to Genesis 13 and 2, he was very rich. And in 12, he was rich. But in 13 and 2, after he did what God told him, he was very rich. Yes? Yes? Okay, so Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they all was rich. What about Joseph? Well, he was sold into slavery, so he was poor. But he came from rich pedigree. He was supposed to be rich. Remember we talked about that? So they sold him into slavery. You're a slave, you're poor. But no matter what condition you find yourself in, if you got the pedigree of rich, guess what's going to happen, Zana? You're going to be rich. So then he became rich. He became the prime minister of Egypt, second in command only to Pharaoh. So everybody that God used became rich. I'm back on money again, right? But wrong people can mess your money up. Listening to Eve, what happened to Adam? Lost everything, messed his money up. Eve listening to Satan, what happened? The serpent messed her money up. Your money get messed up, fooling with the wrong folk. Mm-hmm. Get your neck broke, fooling with your kinfolk sometimes. That's what we used to say. You can get messed up, mess with the wrong folk, right? So today, talking about rebranding, re-imaging, we're going to talk about people deliverance. Deliverance from people. Is that okay?
Right.
Now listen, people, we underestimate people. People are powerful in our lives. And the reason that they're powerful is because, back to Genesis 1:26, they were created in the image of God. So they have influence like God. Because in Psalms it says, I love preaching. See, I love this. This is better. Got my praise team right here. In Psalms it says that ye are little G-O-Ds. Who's Charlemagne talking about? He's Charlemagne the God. Well, he's partially right. He is a God. Kanye called himself God. He was right too. Every human being God created, he created to be a little G-O-D. The Bible says it. So people are powerful. And not just people. People are powerful. Because people have been created in the image of God. Now most Christians are scared of demons. But aren't afraid of people. But the reality is, demons can't do much without a person. They need a body. Somebody say amen. You know, a demon can't get a gun, put some bullets in it, and blow your brains out. A person can. So they need to get in a person. I don't care how much demons hate me. Oh, they so mad at me. You know, demons can't give me herpes and HIV. As much as they want to, they can't do it. But if they get into a person, come on, somebody. They can jack yourself up. You got to go to the pharmacy. No, I can't pick up. What you can't? Valtrex. Valtrex? Shh. Can't pick up some creams for my grandmother. For my grandma. And that ain't funny because somebody in here probably using that and you got herpes or whatever. And that's fine. You can be healed. Somebody say amen. Amen. But what I'm saying is demons can't do too much to you without a person. That's why they seek a body. They need an earth suit to really function. And even Satan at the beginning, he couldn't do nothing until he got a body. Which body? The serpent. He had to go into an animal, right? So many people are afraid of devils, but too relaxed around people. And demons can't do much without a person. My brother, Dr. Rogers, preached a message one time called People Carry Spirits. I preached a message called Decent People Have Demons and Need Deliverance. DDD, Decent People Have Demons, Need Deliverance, right? Yeah, yeah. Sister Alice, write that down. That'll be our second quarter book. I want to write that. We're talking about how many books we're going to write this year. People carry spirits. And we all know that, right? These young, what are y'all generation? Zers? Z, and then what's y'all? Millennials? Right. You know, they be talking. Her energy wasn't right. What you think they're talking about? They got a spirit. No, I liked his energy though, right? I mean, I like his spirit, right? So people carry spirits. That's why we need to be cautious about the people in our lives. Somebody say amen. Amen. Okay, let me prove to you people carry spirits. Let's go to Mark chapter 1, verse 23. This is good already. This is good already. Oh, my God. And there was a man in the synagogue, a man with an unclean spirit. Describe a man. He was 5'8", you know, kind of chubby. He had a pointed nose. Okay, did he come in by himself? No, he came in with somebody. No, he came by himself. No, he didn't. What did the Bible say? A man with an unclean spirit. People carry spirits, y'all. You know, as a pastor, I got to be keen to be able to handle all kinds of spirits. You know, we're open churches, public. People can come in. People coming in with all kinds of spirits. Thank God for security. One day a guy came, he was all bloody up, bloody on the t-shirt. I need to see something. No, bro, no. Chill out. What's the problem? We have all kinds of people come. And people carry spirits. And guess what this man was? He was in church. He was at the synagogue, the place of teaching for the Jews. And he had a demon spirit. You know, people come to church need deliverance. And we can cast the devil out you. And sometimes we do. Somebody say amen. Go to Ephesians 6 and 12. When you find yourself wrestling with a person, you're not wrestling with that person. Who are you wrestling with? You're wrestling with a spirit. Because people carry spirits. Or we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power. People have powers. People have principalities that are controlling them. People have some of the rulers of the darkness of this world that are influencing them. Spiritual wickedness that are influencing people. Everybody say it one time. People carry spirits. And some people that I'm connected to may be carrying spirits. Is this good yet to anybody? Let's go to Matthew 16, 22. He said, well, so there's good people and there's bad people. I get it. So I need to get all the bad people out. Well, it's not that easy. Because just because somebody got a spirit don't mean they're necessarily bad. Because Peter told Jesus, he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus turned to him and said, flesh and blood hasn't revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. That same Peter, three verses later, this is what happens. After Jesus told him, you are the rock, and I upon this rock I'll build my church, he said, from that time forth, again, Jesus to show them, his disciples, how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders, the chief priests, the scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Peter took him. You know him, took him? Grabbed him by the arm, took him aside. Now, if I'd been Jesus, I'd been like, bro, is there a problem? No, that's me. You grabbing Jesus? He grabbed him, took him aside, and rebuked him. Oh, he rebuking Jesus. Now, when the devil came and made him deny, he didn't rebuke the devil. He rebuking Jesus, though. That's how some people are. And saying, be it far from me, Lord. This should not be. But he turned unto Peter and said, what? Get thee behind me. Thou art an offense unto me. My wife said, if Jesus had done that to her, she'd have went in the room and cried for the rest of the year. Satan. You call me Satan. But a few minutes ago, he said to the Spirit of God. Just a few verses before. Now, here's a clue as to what the devil wants to do with people. The wrong people in your life. He wants to use them to turn you away from your divine destiny, to keep you from something that God got for you. And if you let him, he'll use those people to get you to get off track. That's why we need to preach on people deliverance. Somebody say amen. Now, here's the next point. This is so good, Gene. I know you're going to say, ooh. Daddy, you preach good today. She called me daddy. No, she don't. Like it when you call me big pop. No, just, she don't never do that. She don't never do that. She don't. I'm just messing with her. Now, y'all know I'm going to have problems today. I'll be asking for it, don't I, every week. Now, Reverend, you should have said all of that. Here's the next point about people and spirits. This is so good. The Lord gave it to me. People and spirits, ooh, this is so good, are constantly looking for a word. Performance is good. I want you to try to get it so when I give it to you, you'll remember. People and spirits are always looking for agreement. They're always looking for agreement. We get 20 men in the room with different jerseys on, and I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. Who I'm looking for? Another Dallas Cowboy fan that's gonna agree with me about Dak Prescott, why he don't need to get fired. People look for agreement. Is this true? And spirits look for agreement. Amos 3:3, let's go there. So, I taught a lesson years ago to the youth called Relation Trips. You remember, that's one of his favorite messages. I'm going to preach it one more time to the adults, maybe. But every relationship is taking you somewhere. Because you cannot, y'all, this is emphatic. You cannot walk together except you be agreed. You don't have to wonder about your child's future. If all his friends are dope head and weed heads and he with them all the time, yo, you don't have to wonder about what's going to happen. You're going to find zigzag papers in his room. Marijuana seeds. Half, some roaches. Y'all know what roaches are? I ain't talking about something for Ray can get. I'm talking about, y'all know what a roach is? Don't nobody know what a roach, look at my mama up there. She ain't saying nothing. My mama been saved and delivered. She don't remember none of that. Don't nobody know what a roach is, And then back in the day, see, you had things. I thought they were scissors one time. I was trying to cut some paper. They wasn't scissors. Y'all know what they was? They was roach clips. Grandma said it. Roach clips. Y'all know what a roach clip is for? Huh? To hold the roach. So we can get, so you don't burn your lips. That's right. She knows what's going on. You walking with all of that. What's going to happen? Yeah, you can't keep walking to that if you don't agree with that. Not to each his own. I just let them, whatever, bro. Like, this, it's only a matter of time. And we used to preach it on the circuit and stuff, and back in the 90s and with Jakes and all of that, and going to these conferences, and these pastors traveling with a six-pack of homosexuals. Nah, but they not gay. But all they armor bearers, everybody. They choir directors, everybody gay, the driver gay, the drummer gay. Like, bro, if you not gay, come on somebody, it's just a matter of time. I ain't take that back. Because people care what? You heard of carriers, right? Mm-hmm. People carry spirits too. And they're constantly looking for agreement. Agreement is not always a great thing. Agreement can be dangerous. I was watching one of them shows. It wasn't Snap. It was, one of them criminal shows. It ain't never a good story. But they started off good. Like, it was a runaway romance. He met her in the 10th grade. It always started off nice. Y'all know them shows? And I never watched those shows like all the time. Like, it's always like we go on vacation and I ain't got nothing to do. That's why I need something to do, Gina. I be sitting there watching the show. Every time I do something, they say, you got to stop working. But I'll be over there watching the stupid show. That's the only time I do it. It's like when I just got a lot of time. We'd be at a hotel or somewhere. And we were somewhere. We went on a getaway. And I was in the other room watching. And it was a show on. And what's the show where they be breaking the dudes down and making them confess? Is that the First 48? Yeah, First 48. Boy, that's a show, boy. I only watch it on vacation, too, because I don't have time. That's the show. And, bro, that stuff be so funny. And they always be like them little black dudes in there. They're so hard. But then, they separate and start asking questions. Now, bro, when you see that dude do this, and that dude leave the room, and they be watching him, he finna tell everything. He finna spill all the beans. Yeah. So it was some romantic thing. I forget what it was. And then the girl, she loved the dude and the dude. And then they just started doing more and more like just deviant things. And then one day he was like, "We gonna break into this house because these people got money. Break in during the day, but they hadn't planned on killing nobody, nothing like that." But then it just escalated. And then he shot somebody and killed the husband, and now she in jail. Agreement can be dangerous. So you can't agree with every person and every spirit. That's why some people you got to get delivered from. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Let's go to Genesis 11 and 6. This is God talking about the wrong agreement. Now listen to what he says, because God is not a man that he shall lie, right? So whatever he says is true. Genesis 11, 6. And the Lord said, behold, there are one people. This is at the Tower of Babel. He said, see if you can put it in the Amplified, guys. If we could put it in the Amplified. He said, this is only the beginning of what they do. And now, nothing that they've imagined that they can do will be impossible for them. So when you come into agreement, good or bad, whatever you set your mind to do, you're going to come into agreement with it and you're going to do it. It is an amplifier. Behold, they're unified people and they all have the same language. This is the only beginning of what they will do in rebellion against me. And now no evil thing they imagine they can do would be impossible for them. That's why so much, you say, there's so much evil going on in the world, because they came into agreement. Spirits came into agreement with one another to do wrong and to do evil. And nothing's stopping them but the church. Somebody say amen. All right. Now, you ever heard this statement, and some of y'all have said this, when it comes to people, you know, me and that person, we just don't see word. Click. Now, many moons ago, me and my son, I done brought my son into a lot of stuff that I wasn't supposed to be doing. We was putting in new flooring. You remember the wood flooring? We was putting in one of them houses. And we was going to get it done before Thanksgiving. And it's always like some handyman dude that you meet at work that tell you, man, no, we laid our floor in 2 hours, man. It's easy. You ever meet them handyman dudes at work? Bro, all you need is two tools. You need a hammer and some pliers and a screwdriver. Man, you can do that. And then they show you some pictures like, bro, y'all did that. Bro, 2 hours, that's all it took. And so I talked to a dude at work, something like that. Bro, all you got to do is go to Home Depot and get the cutters. I say, man, I told my son, I say, bro, we finna, he said, Dad, you think, I don't think we're going to be able to do it. Who gonna rip the carpet up? We gonna rip the carpet. Bro, just chill out. See, you gotta listen, son. But anyway, there's a laminate. When you lay it down, you put the wood in a certain position. And when it clicks, it locks. It's hard to get it apart. Once it clicks, it locks. That's why you don't click with everybody. You're not supposed to click with everybody. Because clicking is agreement. And when you agree and you get in lockstep with a person, the wrong person, or a spirit, and that thing click and you get in agreement, it's hard to come out of that relationship. Ooh, I wish somebody was listening to me. Clicking, here's the Bible word for it, creates soul ties. It creates soul ties. It creates an attachment to a person. That's why we teach people that if you're going to have sex, go ahead and do it, but do it once you get married to a godly person. Because what's going to happen, you're going to start clicking sexually and physically with somebody that ain't right spiritually. Come on, somebody. And then you clicking, and then now you say, oh, they ain't saved. Oh, they crazy. Oh, they don't love God. They got demons. And you're trying to get away, but you can't get away because you done clicked and came in agreement with the wrong spirit. That's why you better be looking for more than just some abs, young lady. Come on, and some pretty eyes. And brother, you better be looking for more than a big butt and a smile. BBD days, whatever they name it. Bill DeVoe. Never trust a big butt and a smile. Right. She got to have more than that now. Oh, I don't have no help in here. Ooh, it's almost good. I'm almost getting ready to close. Now listen, because for every assignment, there is an assassin. Write that down. I'm going to preach that. I'm going to preach a whole message on that. For every assignment, there's an assassin. And you got to be suspicious of everybody. Y'all ever seen them 007 movies? Jason Bourne, somebody? They're always trying to come and kill James Bond or somebody, right? And he could be sitting down across from a beautiful lady. They just got through dancing. Come on, somebody. They're eating a great meal. Next thing you know, she's pulling out a dart knife, throwing it. Whoa! She was pretty. She was fine. Looked like they was on a romantic date, but she was turned out to be an assassin. For every assignment, there is an assassin. And thank God James Bond didn't have his heart all broke. Oh, I thought she was the one. No, when he found out she was an assassin, she could have been a woman. He was fighting for his life. You're up there attached to the assassin. The one that's been sent on assignment to kill you. To kill your destiny. To stop you from getting where God wanted you to be. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. That's why you need to, come on, keep your pen, zip it up. Keep it. Come on, somebody. Have some self-control, because you'll find yourself sleeping in the bed with the enemy. You got an assignment on your life, then there's an assassin assigned to you. And some of them look good. And some of them talk good. And some of them smell good. And some of them fine. Come on, somebody. You know, he ain't my type. Well, some of them just your type. You know the ones who don't be your type? The saved brother. Come on. He filled with the Holy Ghost. He got his finances right. He just ain't my type. He like a brother. Well, baby, you better move in from brother to boss. You got that MC Light spirit. I need a rough neck. Gotta have a rough neck. All that stuff. You got to come on through, y'all. For every assignment, there's an assassin. And so, you seen these movies? I've seen them. Every 5 minutes, somebody else jumped through a window trying to kill him. He run down the stairs. There's another assassin coming in trying to kill him. So you got to be suspicious of people. Why are you here? Write that down. You got to start asking them questions. Come on up here, Randy. Come on. Israel, come here. Brother Dwayne, come here. Let me bring my wife. Come here, Jim. Yeah. All right. Now, y'all, come on this side, baby. Now, listen. I got 4 people around me. Yeah? I got to ask the question, why are you here? One of them might be an assassin. All of them might be an assassin. I cannot have any sacred cause. Like, nah, man, we ride or die forever. I know we said that stuff when we was in the world. But when you get saved and you get Holy Ghost filled and you get start walking in the purpose you're supposed to be in, you can't have no ride or die that ain't right. Yeah. And I start looking around. Why are you here? And I start thinking, every time I get with him, he trying to get me to drink again. He trying to assassinate my destiny. He trying to pull me back into the whole life. Why are you here? Every time I talk to him, he talking to me about some shady business deal or something. Bro, I got 575-inch screen. $200, bro, we can sell them things for $500. I'll split it with. Where you getting them from, bro? Nah, man, my uncle, he worked up top at the Walmart. His uncle's a manager. Walmart ain't giving away no flat screens. Who is you? Every time I get with him, he trying to take me to Hooters. Well, what we going to Hooters for? Oh, bro. The wings is good. You know, it's some other chicken parts that be at Hooters, and people don't go there for the wings. Come on. They got good chicken breast over there too. Legs. I can't roll with these guys no more. Huh? And then I'm married, but then they done had this new sexy woman come in the office. And Mr. Long, she's gonna be working directly with you. Why is she here? Come on, somebody. So I gotta start taking inventory. Who's the assassin? And who's the assistant? Come on, somebody. Everybody in your life ain't trying to assist you to get to where, thank y'all, to get to where you're trying to go. Somebody say amen. Amen. You got a lot of people that's there to assassinate you, and you got to realize who it is. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Let's look at Psalms 56:6. I'm almost done. I don't even think I'm going to need the whole clock. Musicians, get ready. I might hoop this thing out. This is what I talk about the enemies. They gang up. You got people that'll gang up on you. You know, you get saved, them same family members that are cool, they start ganging up on you to talk against the things of God. What family members ganging up on you? There's family members on drugs. Family members can't stay out of jail. They don't gang up on them. They don't do no intervention on them. Family members keep having babies by different dudes. Don't nobody gang up on them. But you give your life to Christ, come to church more than once a week, and now all of a sudden they got to have a family meet. Yo, what's going on? People sent to assassinate. They gang up. They sneak together through the alleys. Ooh, God. They take me by surprise and wait for their chance to get at me. You know, you ever have friends and then you figure out they've been talking behind your back about you? What they need to do about you? Somebody need to talk to her. Somebody need to talk to him. Family do that too. They gang up. They wait for their opportune time. Okay, she's going to be over here for the baby shower. So y'all just get her and take her to the back room. Come on, somebody. What's up with all that? Because people carry spirits. Mm-hmm. My God. Let's go to Psalms 109 and 3. Barking their hate. See, this is when it really come out. They get you into a nice conversation first. They be talking nice. And you already know something's up. Because they don't even talk like that. How things been at the job? All right. You know, our people don't even know how to fake it good. Things been going good with you and Brandon? Yeah? What's going on? Oh, man, we just wanted to talk to you. But 10 minutes later, you done got here. Now they barking their head. And I didn't really like it when you... See, it start off nice. Come on, somebody. Then they're barking their hay. They nip in my heels for no reason. I just came over to the baby shower. You ever got sabotage? by some assassins. Didn't even know, oh, I'm in the house. Didn't even know what was going on. But they obviously had a meeting before the meeting. They obviously had been talking before they talked to you. What's going on? Yeah, I just can't get some macaroni and cheese for Thanksgiving. I didn't know it was going to be all this. Come on, somebody. For no reason. I love them. These are the same people. Same people I used to be with. Same people. We used to go to the mall with. Same people. I keep loaning them money and helping them out and all that. These are the same people. I love them. And now they slander me? Yes, me. Treat me like my prayers are crying. Like serving God is a crime. Everybody else doing all, whatever they want to do. Don't nobody say nothing about that. But now they treat me like serving God is a crime. They return good. They return my good with evil. They return my love for hate. You got to separate from them people, y'all. You got to get delivered from them people. Somebody say amen. Because they come to assassinate you. And y'all, there'll be seasons in your life just like that 007, Jason Bourne, one by one. One coming through this window, one coming from that window, somebody coming up from the basement, somebody's been in the attic, they coming down, and you got to fight all of that at one time, but don't forget that we not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, and having done all the stand, you got to stand there for and God of the Lord. Come on, somebody. You got to put on the helmet of salvation. You got to put on the breastplate of righteousness. You got to put on the girdle of truth. You got to shod your feet with the preparation of the God of peace. And you got to carry the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Hallelujah. You got to be willing to walk away when people turn on you, when you discover they're not an assistant, but they're an assassin, you gotta love them, but be able to turn. You gotta speak peace to them and be able to turn. You gotta forgive them from the bottom of your heart. Pray for them. Do good to them, but you got to distance yourself from every assassin that's been sent by hell to stop your destiny, to stop your assignment. If you believe it, say yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, you got to be able to look every assassin in the eye. Everybody that came to kill you, and you gotta say, you might make me cry, but I will not die. Yes, you might shed a few tears, but I'm gonna survive. Oh no, not I will survive. You gotta tell your enemies, you thought I was gonna crumble. You thought I was going to lay down and die. Oh, no, not I will survive. Yes, because God's on my side. Yes, if God is for me, tell me who can be against me. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:17 says no weapon. You're talking about me? That's a weapon. You're lying on me? That's a weapon. You plotting against me and my destiny and my family? That's a weapon. But the Bible says that no weapon formed against me. shall prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The word says, fret not thyself of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut down. Yes, yes, yes. There are some relationships you need to have a funeral for. You've been with them a long time, but you discovered they trying to assassinate your character. They trying to assassinate your destiny. You got to have a funeral and say ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I love you, but I got to leave you. I love you, but excuse me. I got to get to my destiny. Hallelujah. 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 If you're not going to let anybody else stop you, slow you down, make you miss the move of God, you ought to stand on your feet and say, God, for you I live, for you I die. But hallelujah, my enemies are behind me. That's why Jesus said, Satan, get behind me. Yes, you might have to do it with tears in your eyes. You might have to say, Mama, I love you, but you're not talking the things of God. Get behind me. You might have to say, brother or sister, you sound foolish. Get behind me. You might have to tell a best friend from high school, I know we did this and we did that, but now I'm in Christ. Get behind me. Touch three people and let them know I'm getting the devil behind me. What are you going to start asking people? What are you going to start asking people? What are you here for? You know, I've seen it where a young lady come and she really start getting tapped in to the things of God. She's dating some knucklehead. He said, I'm going to go to church with you. She was like, oh, yes. Yeah. See, he finna get saved. He just coming to see what's influencing you like this. So he can find something to say, to nitpick. And nobody, them dudes, them brothers didn't even speak to me. Trying to get you away from the place of God. I seen girls come, same thing. Dudes bring a girl. She ain't with it. You got to look them in the eye. Tell them I might cry. But I refuse to die. You're not going to kill me. You know, if I did something crazy, cheating on my wife, all that stuff, making sex tape, you know my wife would cry? She wouldn't die. She'd go in the name of the Lord. I know that for a fact. Is that true? Yeah, she'd go on. Vice versa, she did something crazy. I cry hard too. Oof, I cry, but I wouldn't die. You can't give nobody that place, not a husband, not a wife, not a mama, not a daddy, nobody. Whoever you need to separate from, serve God, you do that. And don't keep going around with the kick me on your butt sign. Y'all see, I don't keep going around them people. It's talking crazy, talking negative. No, I don't do that. And remember, true love is truly loyal. I know some of y'all do that. But somebody was, they're not a member of my church, constantly talking about you, Diamond. You know, let's say there was a, they did my, cut my yard or something. Every time they come around, they talking about you, and you a member? We in covenant? Yeah, how about I'm going to find somebody else to do my yard? You know how many people cut yards? But I'm loyal to her because true love is truly loyal. I'm not going to sit up and keep listening to somebody. And another thing about Diamond, and he's supposed to be cutting the yard. No, I'm not doing that. But do you do that? With your pastor, do you do that? With your first lady, do you do that? With your church? Sit around and let people? Even during COVID. Why y'all still mean? Y'all ain't got no mask on, all of that? Hey, man, I got to do it because it's the family thing. You do? Do you really have to? Because I don't. My mama told me I ain't got to do nothing but stay black and pay taxes. That's what my mama taught me. Them are the two things you're going to have to do. Y'all, deal with people with a loose hand. You love them with a loose hand. Because people come and people go. But God going to be there. He going to be there forever. Somebody say amen. Anybody identify some people? Come on, come to the altar. We're going to pray with you.